Think of all the sleep hacks you've ever heard. You could spend years trying them all. Or you could instantly transform your sleep with Boll & Branch. They make the softest, most breathable bedding you've ever felt. And it's all 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. Millions of sleepers love their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And you can try all of them for 20% off with promo code Odyssey. So hurry to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. See site for details.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome back. Final hour of the Bill Michaels Show today. We hope you're enjoying your day. I know there's some weather moving across the state, but oh well, we're good to go. Hopefully you're taking a listen and you're intrigued with baseball and basketball. And obviously there's some NFL news when you've got numerous things going on regarding the New England Patriots both being fined and for the fact that they have signed Cam Newton to a one-year deal. And we'll get into that discussion. I found this interesting. I was reading. I don't know if you saw this in USA Today. It was published earlier today out of the Detroit Free Press. That's the one USA Today picked it up. But it's basically remember Jim Harbaugh was the guy that was considered to be a soothsayer almost when it came to football. I mean, what he did at Stanford was nothing short of amazing. And then he goes to the 49ers and sets the world on fire there. And then he goes back, quote, home to Ann Arbor, and he set out and toured the country while holding satellite camps that promoted the program and ranking rivals and spurring NCAA rule changes. And, I mean, it just seemed like he was going to come in and take over the world, and instead he's not done much. Not done much. I mean, he's pretty unorthodox, but since spending a full year on the job and five signing classes and, he's compiled and produced an average ranking between 11 and 12, according to 24/7 Sports and the Composite Index. Yet for all that he has done to improve the quality of Michigan's roster, he hasn't been able to elevate the alma mater into the sports upper tier. And remember, Michigan was always considered one of the top two in the Big Ten. But under his leadership, the Wolverines are 2-12 against AP top 10 teams. 2-12. Think of that. And since the start of Harbaugh's second season at Michigan, the Wolverines rarely exceeded their potential. The Free Press compared Michigan's ranking in the 24/7 Sports Team Talent Composite heading into each of the last four seasons against his final position at the end of the year, an index that averages the rankings of more than 100 computer-generated rating systems. They're just not getting it done. A lot of pressure on Michigan now, and more so Harbaugh, because he had built a reputation as a program renovator. He could maximize the ability of all his players. And at Stanford, where his recruiting classes had an average national ranking of 36, he executed a remarkable turnaround in 4 years and transformed that 1-11 doormat into a 12-1 powerhouse. They climbed into the top five of the AP poll, remember. And in San Francisco, I mean, he resurrected the 49ers, you know. But even at the dawn of his tenure in Michigan, took the bulk of the roster assembled by an ousted regime and made the Wolverines nationally relevant. They went 10-3. But the big bugaboo is they cannot beat Ohio State. Can't beat Ohio State. Penn State, over the course of the same period, also exceeded expectations based on the valuation of their roster. But when you talk about the Big Ten, the Big Ten East has been Ohio State. The Big Ten West has been Wisconsin. And Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines, because, look, his salary is going to exceed $8 million this year. Think about that. Harbaugh is going to get more than $8 million to be the head coach at Michigan. Now, he can bring in talented guys, but he, you know, the big argument is, can he maximize it, as he once did at Stanford and San Francisco, even in his first year at Michigan, when he created visions of grandeur that have not been realized. But a lot of criticism coming down on Jim Harbaugh to basically say, look, you can bring in a talent, but what you did at those two places prior to, you just haven't done it here at your alma mater. So, now granted, Michigan, obviously always a pretty good schedule, especially playing in that Big Ten East. But there's a lot of pressure when we talk Big Ten football. There's a lot of pressure on Jim Harbaugh to get it done this upcoming season. And more so, they are really, really, really grumbling right now because he just cannot beat Ohio State. Everybody thought that after Urban Meyer left that, okay, here you go. Here's your opportunity. You got not only the Ryan Day going away, but then you get Ohio State at home. And you can't beat them. Can't beat them. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. This was interesting when you read about the signing of Cam Newton. Now, many players in the league were glad to see Cam Newton get a job, okay? But Richard Sherman, the very outspoken Richard Sherman, went to Twitter and made headlines by saying how many former league MVPs have had to sign for the minimum. Just ridiculous. A transcended talent and less talented quarterbacks are getting $15 to $16 million a year. This is disgusting. So here's the thing. I Richard Sherman's got a point. If you're a league MVP, you know, normally you're going to get big money. But there's a reason nobody wanted Cam. It's not because he was demanding a lot of money. First of all, he's coming off of two significant injuries, a shoulder injury and a leg injury, okay? First and foremost, shoulder for throwing and legs for making him Cam Newton, because that's what he did. He was a runner. But the other thing, and I've said this time and again, you can look at the body of work and say, yeah, it's been very quality. But in recent history, because of the injuries, it has not been great. And the second thing, and it's just, again, people tend to ignore this, it seemed like Cam was more interested in not taking criticism, in going into a shell, in almost being, you know, just a whiner, and more interested in his fashion statements than he was in playing football and playing football seriously. Now, I would never question a guy's heart because I don't know what he wants to do and what he doesn't want to do. But a lot of the antics or lack of leadership and some of the issues that Cam had on the field were overshadowed by the three-quarter pants and the blue suits with giant foxtails hanging off of them that he'd wear to the postseason or the postgame pressers. It seemed like he was more worried about fashion than football. And you know what? It's not just me. It's not just my, you know, take on that. It seemed to be that it resonated in many organizations that you got injuries and a guy that seems disinterested, a guy that doesn't handle pressure, a guy that doesn't handle criticism very well. And most teams have their quarterbacks. You've got a 31-year-old who's taken a lot of hits and is used as a running back. Running quarterbacks in this league do not last. They just don't. They don't last over a long period of time if you become a prominent runner. So, and it's funny because ESPN just showed a little while ago during the break, you know, Cam Newton signs with the Patriots, and here's what the Patriots have to fix. And they just went through a myriad over the last 2 years of bad play, bad passes, the inability to run away from some of the defenders, chasing them down. All the things that made him really, really good early on, and specifically during his MVP run. So, you know, look, we've seen guys that have played extremely well before and they just fallen off the map. Now he's got, and I said this at the beginning of the show, look, if Cam Newton comes into the situation with an open mind and a willingness to, one, accept responsibility, two, put football first, and three, listen and learn and expand his game, he will be successful, and he will earn that big contract. That's what this is. He's got the opportunity to make some money. He's just got to do it. But they're taking a gamble on a guy that was banged up and a guy that has not shown that level of play or interest in a while. I don't care if you were an MVP years ago. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, please feel free to go ahead and do so. This portion of the program being brought to you by good friends over there at Quick Trip. At Quick Trip, today the Karuba coffee on sale, $1 for any size, not to mention $1.99 for the cheese curds, $1.99 for the butter, $1.99 for the milk. So just stop into Quick Trip, use your Quick Rewards card, you are good to go. We'll come back, discuss some more, coming up right after this.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. We're glad you're here. Thanks for taking a listen to us, and thanks for joining us. And thanks to Mark Emery. Emery is listening to us down in Kansas. And I also want to say thanks to Mitch and Kirsty. Kirsty is listening to us down in Mississippi, and Mitch is listening to us in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. So thanks to everybody listening to us on the radio.com app. And we certainly I'd love to hear where you're from. So if you're listening to us on the app, always, if you get a way to let us know, whether it's emails or on Twitter, what have you, give us a shout, and we'll try to say hi to you. Hey, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Van Horn Automotive. Not once, not twice, but three times now I have gone to Van Horn. They are family-born. They're employee-owned. Everybody's got some skin in the game over there. And I again purchased another car from them. And just I traded in my first truck, got a different truck. And then because I had another car, so I had my Tahoe. And the Tahoe died, and I thought, okay, now it's time to get a regular sedan, a regular vehicle that I can just, you know, that I can just save some gas in, and I drive the state in and what have you. So anyway, long story short, I finally went ahead, and after the 90-day test drive ended, I purchased the Genesis, and I got that on Friday, and just absolutely love it. The experience has been great, and while I was there, I got it serviced for the first time. So I took care of that. I had a great time doing that because I was in and out in an hour for both signing all the papers and waiting for the oil change to be complete and their inspection and everything to do with the vehicle. So it was a great, great experience. And thanks to everybody at Van Horn Automotive. And I'm just saying, recommend them. I just would say try them if you can. If you're looking for a vehicle, if you're looking for service, if you're looking for low interest rates, if you're looking for service that you can't afford right now and maybe you want to put it off and you can go ahead and finance it, 0% APR for 12 months, up to $2,000. I mean, all that good kind of stuff. They're doing it right now at Van Horn Automotive. Go to vanhornauto.com. That is vanhornauto.com. Let's go to Mike, listening to us on the south side. Mike, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, Bill.
What's up?
Did you get on at a Harley?
I got on the Harley this weekend as well. I took my boat out yesterday. I was on the Harley all day on Saturday. So, yeah, I was out on it. I love it.
Living the best life.
I'm trying to.
I got to put my bike back together. I had to buy some parts. Huge Cam Newton fan. Huge. I have been. He is a little immature for his age. They drove him and Russell Westbrook. I couldn't pull it off. But Dennis Rodman wore a wedding dress. And
correct.
He's got rings.
Correct.
I think get him on a team with a quarterback quarterback whisperer.
Mm-hmm.
The guy in L.A. Rams. I'm always like the L.A. Rams coach. And I think he can turn around, get him a running back on a team like that, and I think he can turn it around. And yeah. Thanks for taking the call.
No, I appreciate it. You put him with Josh McDaniel and Bill Belichick. I mean, you don't get much better of, we'll say, gurus to keep you on the straight and narrow and to get you prepared. So, I don't know how he's going to accept it, but I think Cam Newton's a talented guy. I really do. I've always said that. You know, we've talked about a lot of talented players that end up with 10-cent heads. Let's just hope that he's kind of matured. He's 31 years old. He's been through injuries. He's been through adversity. Let's hope that he's learned from it and he comes out strong. And then, he gets a rejuvenated career, if you will, a one-year deal to prove himself. And if he proves himself, the money will come. By the way, some breaking news in the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network, and breaking news always brought to you by our friends at the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference. Go listen at radio.com/Dell. Major League Baseball plans to release their 2020 schedule relatively soon, but the Minnesota Twins have informed their bullpen coach, Bob McClure, who is 68, and Major League coach Bill Evers, who is 66, they will not be working games this year, citing that there are safety concerns. They're still going to be paid, but because of the presence of COVID, anybody over the age, I think, of 65, they are not going to be included when it comes to working games this year because of COVID. The D-backs also announced that their veteran pitcher, this is where you have too much money, Mike Leake, has now opted out of the season. Leake is walking away from about $5 to $5.5 million in the final year of his deal. He's gotten paid. He's gotten paid on that deal. He got $170 million. So he's walking out on $5 million this year. And he's gotten a majority of that money. He received this year for his upfront money $286,500. But out of the prorated salary he would have received this year, he's walking away from $5 million of it because he's gotten the majority of that $170 million in his contract. So there you go. By the way, Twins manager, going back to the Twins, their manager, Rocco Baldelli, said it was, quote, heartbreaking to tell the veteran coaches Bob McClure and Bill Evers they will not be on the coaching staff this year because of health and safety concerns with COVID. He said, I can't imagine how it feels, but they're still going to pay them as coaches. They're just not going to be working with guys just because, you know, the fear of COVID. Right now. That's it. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. You want to chime in? Feel free to go ahead and do so. 855-830-8648. Couple other things, news and notes here that I want to get past. But, by the way, here's a non-shocker. But Johnny Manziel says football's in the past. Do we really care? Do we really care about Johnny Manziel at this point? I don't think so. There's Johnny Manziel shot himself in the foot and had his own issues, and he's one of those guys where, you know, I've always said you don't mind helping somebody if they're helping themselves, but he didn't. And I go back to the sometimes it's the people around you that are to blame for not keeping you on the straight and narrow. So, you know, it is what it is. 855-830-8648. This one's from Mark. Mark writes in Wendy's email inbox, I look forward to football coming back to it, but do we really think baseball is going to be played for an entire season? My friends and I continue to banter this back and forth. What are your thoughts? We talked about this at the beginning of the show. I can't imagine that baseball is going to be back. You know, for a full uninterrupted season, but I'm excited if they are. I guess the way I've always expressed this is, and this is the really, in all honesty, the easiest way to do this. If you believe that you're going to put a bet down, I'm going to give you $500, okay? $500. Do you think that you're going to put the $500 that you can earn money with if you're going to bet it on a complete season, uninterrupted, or you're going to bet it on COVID knocking this thing out? Your thoughts. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. You tell me. Do you think this is going to work or not? And where would you put your money? If I had to bet, I would almost bet that COVID's going to win. Now, I don't know, and this is where you really kind of follow. Remember, David Stern or Adam Silver was the commissioner who stopped not only his season, but stopped it in the middle of a game. At a timeout. Timeout. Hey. Nope, we're done. All done. Really? Yeah, we're done. And then everybody else followed suit because of the fear of COVID. So you kind of look to the NBA and you say, okay, is the NBA going to continue on? And if they continue on in a bubble, then okay, everybody's got an opportunity to. But if the NBA in a bubble should have additional tests and decide to shut it down, do you think anything else, any other sports entity is going to continue on? I don't. So if I had to bet, I would think the NBA maybe completes their season. But I don't know how the NFL. I just don't know how the NFL or college football are going to do it. I just don't. But I'm crossing my fingers they do. It's my business. 855-830-8648. You can chime in if you choose to do so. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, going to join us. You're going to hear him coming up next. This also brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. We'll be right back.
The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Friends at Epoxy Flooring Done Right for Wisconsin residents, business owners, industrial, whether it's epoxy flooring, polyurea coating, showrooms, whatever it happens to be, Sean and his great staff, they do an incredible job, an incredible job. I ran into a couple this week that had the showroom of their gift shop up in Grafton done by Sean and said, oh, my God, I heard your gym was done. I said, yeah, it was. As a matter of fact, we used the same color in our flooring, and they love it. I love it. I can't say enough about it. Go to epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That's epoxyflooringdoneright.com. And see for yourself what it is Sean and his terrific staff can do. That's epoxyflooringdoneright.com. And make sure you tell them we sent you. Real quick, before we get into Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, let's get to Jeff listening to us in Menominee Falls. Jeff, how you doing today, man? What's up?
I'm doing fine, Bill. Hey, it's Menominee, Michigan.
Oh, okay, way up there then. All right, yeah, I got
you. Yeah, way up north here. Yeah, I just wonder what your thoughts are on whether there will be high school football in the state of Wisconsin. I coach at Peshtigo, and I was just I can't see any conceivable way we're going to have a season. Just with
no,
the
I can't either. I agree with you. Now, you tell me, are they having – because some of the recommendations I've seen down here are like classes 3 days a week – and socially distant classes and such, because I don't even think they've got the regulations for how they're going to perform the high school, you know, school day, much less for extracurriculars. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think they've posted anything specifically yet.
But yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
All right, buddy. Which, by the way, Menominee, Michigan, up there, Menominee, Peshtigo. You've got the Marines, the Maroons, one of the longest, oldest high school football rivalries in the country up there between WMNA, Marinette, and Menominee. I love going up there. I love that high school football rivalry. I don't know how they're going to play high school football this year. I really don't. I hope I'm wrong. But unless you can figure out how to put students in classrooms, how are you going to figure out how to put athletes on the field? I don't know. Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show. We caught up with him and started out just, you know, hey, right now in the times we live in, at least we're starting to come back to a little bit of baseball and talking about it. How you doing?
Well, I'm going to start canceling some plans now. I was tentatively making plans, well, to get on an inner tube and just float down the Wisconsin River or the Mississippi. I was planning on maybe a cabin up north. I was planning on maybe headed to Vegas for a little bit. All that, I'm more than happy to put all those things on hold as baseball is coming back.
Do you think, and I'll ask you the question everybody asked me, you think they get through the season without without COVID and without all the interruptions?
Honestly, it depends which TV channel you watch.
Right. I mean, you're right.
Which sucks. It does suck that we have to view it that way. But whatever's the safest for everybody, I tend to believe that baseball, if you just look at it in just terms of you and I having a beer and just shooting the bull and talking about this stuff, the closed quarters combat of football, man, that's just tough, Bill. It is, because you got your faces right against each other. All right. Then you look at basketball, and there's a lot of sweaty dudes, real tight quarters in that paint there. And then you look at baseball, and you can allow some separation in there. I think you can if it's all about minimizing risk. Then if you're comparing everything, well, NASCAR might be the safest of all of them. But then you look at baseball. I think that's next. And a long story short, to answer your question, I do think they get the 60 in. I do.
We were talking last week about slow starts, and I think you and I discussed this a little bit, but one of the things David Stern said was, this is not a race to the finish, a race to the finish line. I kind of disagree. You can't have, you know, where you go 2-8 in a 10-game stretch, and you can't coddle guys who are not off to faster starts or consistent starts. I mean, I understand guys are going to slump a little bit, but I don't think you can give a guy, you know, 4 weeks, 5 weeks to try to get it together. I mean, you've got a very short window of opportunity here, right?
You do, and I agree with you. I disagree with Stern's assessment on that. It's 60 games, guys. I mean, you're looking at some of these teams that were really, really bad last year had clips of 60 games in which they were right around 500. And now you got to look at it as out of the chute, let's go. But then you think about there's very few times that when you're interviewing someone, they say, well, you know what, you're right. There's always just this, like, I sort of disagree with that. I went back this morning, as a matter of fact. I was listening to my conversation with Craig Counsell. Just literally, Bill, 24 hours before they shut everything down in the Cactus League. And I was listening to him, and we were getting into the roster makeup of this, and where it rang true for me in going back and listening to that, and maybe when I'm filling in for you in a couple of weeks here, we'll replay that thing. But we really had a nice conversation about the in-game, and that's the thing with this roster, is that in-game. He's used to that, and I think we're going to see it right out of the chute, as you say, Bill. I mean, immediately. I do believe that with this roster, the way it's configured, you will see some really, really cool baseball in terms of strategy, in terms of matchup, in terms of going with the gut, in terms of, you know, analytics to play a part, who's hot, who's not. Game one, I think you're going to see that. Who's feeling good? Is it Brawny to ride Pine opening day? You may see that, Bill. And then he comes in the sixth or seventh inning, and he laces a big two-run double. I mean, that's, to me, where this roster, I think, can hit the ground running. And that includes game one. That first series, I just think it says so much about a baseball team. The first 25 games of the year, I believe that. Now, there's anomalies. Last year, the Washington Nationals, I think it's well documented, they were 19-31 early on. And they end up winning the World Series. But after 25 games, I would have assessed them as, they're probably not going to squeeze into the playoffs. They did, and they did even more than that. They won it all. These guys got to get going. They got to get going quick. Just at least keep yourself in a position. Last couple of years, you're winning a clip of 20-7 rate for the month of September, the last couple of years for the Brewers. If you don't set yourself up to be in the ballpark for that, that may not happen again this year.
I have to admit, I'm the fact that Lauer, Lindblom are both healthy now. Everybody's had time to whatever was ailing them recuperate. Lauer was having a hell of a camp before he had to shut it down. Between Woodruff, you're hoping that Hauser gives you what you're expecting. I'm actually pretty excited about their rotation, the fact that they got a couple of lefties in that rotation now too.
Yeah, and we don't know, because we all know that there's going to be more than just five starters in that rotation. So when you look at these guys, as it's comprised now, it's going to be mix and match. Brett Anderson, Ray Black is still in the mix to be in that bullpen. But in terms of starters, Josh Lindblom, as you said, Adrian Hauser, Lauer, Lindblom, Peralta, as I'm reading these. Brent Suter, not going to shock me if he doesn't start a game or two in these 60 games. Woody, as you mentioned. So there's a lot of different options here. And you wonder, on a given game, if they'll go a three-inning start for a pitcher. And piggyback, right, maybe a Shelby Miller who makes the baseball team. That he's, I mean, Craig Counsell, the aforementioned, maybe that's days before I talked to him, was at his press briefing that morning saying Shelby Miller is going to start some games for the Milwaukee Brewers this year. Okay, is that still on the table here for the Brewers? Keeping in mind the roster has expanded to start in this new configuration to 30 players. It's going to bode well for the crew.
I really haven't gotten into this weekend a little bit. I didn't pay a ton of attention to emails and such, but I did start to look at rosters and stuff. And when you think about the five starters, while it's not a bunch of Kershaws, I think it's a deeper starting rotation. But then you think about Hader and the possibility of Knebel coming back and feeling really good. Freddie Peralta, if he hits his mark. The mentioned Suter, Corbin Burns. You know, Claudio extends. There's a lot of things there that I think, you know what, if they can just hit. And I think, to me, I know that everybody looks to Christian Yelich. But if Lorenzo Cain bounces back and has a season, that changes the look of everything. Because then you're talking about Hira and Smoke and Garcia. And I think then you really, really have something. You know what I mean?
No, you're right on. The Jed Jerko and Eric Sogard at third base, the Justin Smoke and possibly a Logan Morrison along with Braun at first. Then you're going to mix and match in the corners. Yelly's going to move back to left. Avisail Garcia. Brewers fans, get ready for this guy. This guy. And as you said, Lorenzo Cain. There's also Ben Gamel in that outfield as well. And then behind the dish, Manny Pena. The new guy, Navarez.
Right.
Navarez is a left-handed stick, and so that's gonna come in really handy. There is a little bit of a taxi squad. One has to be actually a catcher. There's three players that will travel with the team. One has to be a catcher, but man, just it's infinite with the feel of it, Bill, and I know Craig Counsell last week addressed the media a little bit on this. It's going to be interesting. You know about as much with this team as anybody. How do they capture the smiling, the throwing of seeds and bubble gum during interviews and staying connected and supporting each other, playing for each other instead of with each other? Mm-hmm. I'm really interested to see if they can capture some sort of, you know, dance, if you will, this connectivity, if you will, because that's extremely important under Craig Counsell.
It, you know what it is? And I had asked Craig that right after things got shut down. And I had said, how do you recapture what you had in that clubhouse when we were down there? And he said two things. He said, one, it's a lot of times it's just up to the veterans. It's how the veterans dictate the clubhouse. And he said, then two, he said, this group just genuinely likes and misses each other. He said, I don't expect it to be a problem. So I don't know if Craig's going to walk in and go, okay, guys, you know, let's go. If it's a rah-rah, upbeat, sunshine up your butt type of thing, or if it's just like we're all just glad to be back playing baseball. But I think every clubhouse, and I think every, it just feels different. There's a level of trepidation, like, is this really going to happen? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And how do players handle playing in front of empty stadiums? I mean, that is the thing too. I mean, these guys, you know, ever since they've been little kids, they've wanted the big crowd. They wanted to show off and do their thing and get the accolades and the applause and the sign autographs and the whole deal. Some players just feed off that. There's no question about it. Other players would prefer this stoic, just I'm going to do my thing, and they don't dance around too much. So, I mean, we'll see. I mean, they got to find a way. All the hugging and celebrating and the dog pile out in the field after a walk off, that's all gone. Yep. How do you recapture that sort of excitement?
Tim, you're the man. There you go. He joined us earlier today on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you more than fair. And like I said, 85 plus years, as a matter of fact, they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. You can hear the entirety of that interview if you just simply find us over on the radio.com app or go to BillMichaelSports.com, and you can download it there as well. Hey, with everything, it seems like, is just getting canceled or postponed or scaled back. The summer has just – I had mentioned this earlier today that it seems like it's been empty. So you got to find other things to do. Now, we do have some sports coming back, so you're at least going to have that fulfillment there. But we haven't been able to tailgate. We haven't had – to look forward to the Ryder Cup, any of the festivals or fairs or anything like that. So with so many things being closed this summer, a great idea for a quick getaway to two awesome resort destinations. That's the Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin, and the Pine Mountain Ski and Golf Resort. That is up in Iron Mountain, Michigan. That's the official golf and ski resorts of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And right now, when you book two consecutive nights of lodging at either place, you get the third night for free. You gotta hurry. It's only today and through tomorrow. So don't delay your getaway. The historic and storied Four Seasons Island Resort, that's only 78 miles north of Green Bay, right there on the island in the middle of the Menominee River. You drive across that cool bridge, that old bridge, and you've got a 9-hole executive golf course on the island. You've got swimming and boating and fishing and everything else up there. And they got a great bar downstairs, the Boundary Waters Pub and Grill, plus really good dining there. Then you've got the Pine Mountain Resort, just 90 miles north of Green Bay, and offers the scenic, peaceful, natural atmosphere to get away from it all, but more so the Timberstone Championship Golf Course. Two great resorts, same great offer. You book two nights, you get the third night absolutely free. So go to thefourseasonswi.com. That's thefourseasonswi.com. Or go to pinemountainresort.com. That is pinemountainresort.com. And look for the season of savings offer when you go there to book your stay. You got to hurry because it's today and tomorrow. And tomorrow the offer ends. That's it. And make sure when you go, you tell them we sent you. You'll have an absolutely awesome time. I guarantee it. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to come back, wrap it up. Look forward to tomorrow as well. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We're back. Glad to have you back, as a matter of fact. Certainly appreciate you taking a listen to us. Hey, coming up tomorrow on the program, we're going to talk about the NBA season and the start that it should be getting, and we will discuss it with our radio.com NBA insider, sportsradio.com NBA insider, Brian Scalabrine. He's going to join us tomorrow. So we're going to have a good time doing that. We're looking forward to a lot of our discussion tomorrow regarding baseball, basketball, football. Going to talk with Bill Scott of the Wisconsin Radio Network. We'll talk about everything from high school stuff to college stuff and some of the pros around here. And then also Maury Brown of Forbes.com talking baseball tomorrow. As we get ready, tomorrow we will be on the eve of players reporting to, quote, intake. As they go through the process of going into the stadiums, they get tested for COVID, and then you wait a couple of days for the results, and then after that, then you start practice on Saturday. So we'll get into that discussion as well. This one's from Marty. Marty writes, hey, guys, have you enjoyed alternative sports? Now, when you say alternative sports, I don't know if you mean like the cornhole championships or bowling or what. I mean, or if you're talking not of the big three, I mean, I've always enjoyed golf. Yes, I've watched some of the NASCAR races as well. Sometimes I don't catch a lot of that stuff beginning to end, but it's on. Am I watching it? Am I paying more attention to it than I normally would? Probably, yeah. I can say that. But am I – now, if you're talking alternative sports like, you know, some of the drone flying or something like that, no, I'm not – that doesn't thrill me. And the fact that – you know, I think it's pretty funny, the fact that ESPN is actually running the gaming results for a lot of the video gaming, whatever. I think there's some talent there. I do believe that. I mean, some colleges are even teaching that as courses now for video gaming and such, and how to figure those things out. And hey, if you can do it, do it. Why not? You know, I mean, if you're not athletic in some way, shape, or form, at least pretend to be in some way, shape, or form. And if you can win at those particular games because of hand-eye coordination and quickness and such, then by all means, go for it. But am I sitting down to watch it? No. That's like when people used to call me up and go, hey, you watching the World Series of Poker? No, I'm really not. If there's paint or if there's some kind of animal reproduction thing going on the Nature Channel, maybe I'll pay attention to that instead. No, I'm not watching it. Mainly for the fact that, one, I'm not a big gambler, okay? I do watch every now and then, you know, a few of the bigger, say, tournaments, or I've played it out in Vegas or on cruise ships or what have you. But other than that, no, I'm not. I'm not paying attention to that. So just an FYI. So the one thing Craig Counsell did say, no opening day starter has been named. They are in good shape when it comes to players' health. They have had zero opt-outs. And he said they're going to take advantage of the building of Miller Park to keep guys together while still socially distancing and doing things within the protocols and the guidelines. But he said team chemistry is not something you force. It just happens, and this team is pretty good together, and I believe that. So some of the things we took out of Craig Counsell's presser from the other day that we discussed today. So until we reconvene tomorrow, hopefully you all have a great day today. Get down and enjoy some of the warmer weather. Get dodge some of the raindrops, some of the pop-up thunder showers and such, and then we'll be back at it tomorrow as well. Time for us to get out here. Have a good one. Hoop!
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.